Reading from Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 30. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower, or for that matter, this is my addition, a radio studio. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and was not able to finish." Interesting teaching in parable of Jesus, and it'll lay the groundwork for my special guest on this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, as in the studio is Dean Hull, who's a financial associate for Thrivent Financial. But let me first say, wow, what an incredible singing men rehearsal last night. The men practiced real hard as this Saturday, we're going to be recording a number of selections for a new CD we hope to have out in the fall. So we'll ask for your prayers for that endeavor. But also Tim Dively showed up, and he's been near death a few different times in the last month. And with his wife Brenda helping him in, he was able to share some thoughts and updates with the guys, and we prayed over him, and it was just a powerful time of gathering. It reminds me of what is said in Psalm 55, verse 22, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall." Well, Dean, I'm going to start with allowing our listeners to know a little behind-the-scenes information. First and foremost, you're going to have a hard act to follow. Yesterday, for our listeners that were tuned in, we had Kate Boyer of Homer Soda. She's the owner and the director of the festival, and she gave out 4 VIP passes to the upcoming Homer Festival. And so I don't know what you're going to be able to give away today other than maybe some advice, God-honoring stories and testimonies. But the other thing that you've had to deal with, you know that I ran out of the studio a few minutes ago. I had to herd my chickens back into their coop because I forgot that I let them out earlier today. And so by the time I got outside, at least 5 of the 6 had already made their way back into the coop. So you're probably maybe a little discombobulated on where did he just go and what was he just doing? Well, I raced back in time to start this morning program with you. So thanks for bearing with me. And for our listeners that are aware, yeah, we had 6 chickens purchased on Good Friday. They were these little chicks. I think we had 4 different kinds, a couple white ones, and then I don't know the variations of the other chickens or roosters. We still don't know who's a rooster and who's a hen, but we're hoping we're going to have some eggs in about 4 months. But we have 6 chickens, and I went to Rural King, I guess about a month or so back, and purchased one of their easy-to-assemble chicken coops. And so we've been moving that every few days because those little chicks like to eat the grass, and it gets all brown, so we're constantly moving the little chicken coop around. But thanks for being available today for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 12th, 2015. And why I have you in the studio is I know your team at Thrivent Financial out of Champaign are going to be putting on some seminars in the coming days, and you've helped sponsor some radio events, have financially supported this radio ministry for some years, and we've been building this ongoing relationship. And even before we went on the air today, you and I talked for a while about some of the unique ways that the Great News Radio listener, through legacy planning or those legacy gifts or even the special Thrivent Choice Dollars, some of our listeners that are Thrivent members, I guess there's something at the end of every month or every quarter, they earn these Thrivent Dollars and they can designate them towards any ministry or nonprofit 501c3 charitable organization where they can give those Thrivent Dollars they've earned. And a number of our listeners have bought into that, and suddenly Karen and I see some choice dollars given to the radio ministry. So I want to tell people about some of those seminars that are coming up and give them a little insight into God's calling on your life to help partner with Him, if you will, utilizing people's resources, optimizing people's income or resources or retirement accounts, and helping various charities, whether it's hospitals or Christian schools or other ministries, 501c3s or something like Great News Radio ourselves. So welcome to the studios. Thanks for driving out here into the country. And how about we start with a little background on who Dean Hull is with Thrivent Financial?
Well, Mark, thank you for having me out here today. This has been a great relationship with you and your ministry. couple things about myself. I have been with Thrivent Financial for a little over 10 years now. I am a chartered financial consultant. I specialize a lot in our office on retirement, income planning, and I specialize in health insurance, long-term care insurance, Medicare supplements. So there's a little bit about what I do, and there is a team. We have a certified financial planner in our office, Bruce Paulsrud, who will be working with a lot of the seminars that we have coming up. And then we have...
Now, back to Bruce quickly.
Sure.
He got some unique certification recently. I forget, it's like a biblically based...
It's called Qualified Kingdom Advisor. He took some classes and studied on biblically based financial planning. It's a new program that's out there that Thrivent has allowed advisors to start participating in. It is a new designation that Thrivent has working through the required education programs to be able to provide the Kingdom Advisors.
Now, some of our listeners might be familiar with Thrivent. For many years, it was called Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, but I think a name change and an approval through the board and the members made it less inclusive. I think it initially started, it was a way for Lutherans, and now it's really open to all Christians to invest. So what was with that name change?
Well, Mark, what it is it did start with Lutherans since 1903. With Aid Association for Lutherans. They merged with Lutheran Brotherhood in 2002 and became Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. A couple years ago, we had a vote of all the membership to become more inclusive with other denominations. Of course, being a fraternal organization, we have to have a common bond, and that common bond is the Apostles' Creed. So that allows us to now work with other Christians to be able to help them become financially successful. Mm-hmm. We do everything from basic budgeting with young families, how to protect their families, all the way up through legacy planning that we've kind of visited about earlier. There's a lot that can be done with financial planning and taking some time for you yourselves as listeners and friends of the radio station here and this ministry to really plan out how you want to impact the people around you as you go through life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that because some of our listeners, I think you've been at a couple different events where you handed out literature, and actually some of our listeners then met with you and allowed us to start receiving their Thrivent Choice Dollars. And as we're in our now 20th year, you and I have been talking through the continuation of this ministry into the next 20 or 30 years. And there's some neat things. Last week we had a great board meeting where we are praying up God's provision for the future. And even the fact that for 20 years we've had the studio here in my home, and that God might in fact be moving us to have a different studio location with accessibility for the general public and some really unique special things. And you and I have talked at length about how God would work that through, whether we'd lease a building or purchase a building, or maybe somebody would donate property. And our board just thoroughly felt like God was in this and leading, and we don't know what the timetable will be or how it will all come together. But it's been exciting to see him provide for us for these past 20 years. And as we look towards the future, how he's going to continue to provide through our listeners. We're 100% listener supported, so it's been amazing that we've met all of our expenses. We've never been in debt all these many years. We've never borrowed any money. Everything has been paid in cash by our listeners. And so there's no outstanding debts. And we really feel like he's leading us towards some kind of accessible studio where volunteers can gather and radio work can be processed and other things can be done, maybe seminars held or other gatherings. And so I'm kind of excited to see how he's going to provide, but I feel like you will be a foundational block for some of our listeners to be educated in unique ways of giving legacy gifts or doing the legacy planning. And these workshops that you'll be holding, I think I'll be attending because I need to know some more things about investment basics or that Roth IRA conversions. There are some things that I think will be really helpful for our listeners. But I appreciate that Thrivent has a real heart for furthering the cause of Christ through the various ministries and through the resources that people have.
Well, it's one of our missions as an organization is to help Christians be generous and live generous lives. To be able to do that, you have to have your own house in order. Mm-hmm. You know that. Whether that's again, starting with the basics, as we talk about investment basics. A lot of people have 401ks or other investments through work, but they have no idea what they are. So that's the kind of information we can provide in our office to help you really get started to focus on where you need to focus on as a family or as an individual, and help you get through different situations in your life, help you to live out your plans, your goals, and help the people that you really care about.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the personal side, I have a practice of when I have studio guests here in the home studio that we dig in a little deeper, and I love when we've had the concept of Testimony Tuesdays where people share a little of their faith journey. So putting you a little bit on the spot, but I think I've done this a time or two in the past anyway, so you're probably somewhat familiar with me asking you some upfront and close personal glimpses into your life. But what was the catalyst in your own faith journey? Was it a person, a family member? Who began leading you into that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? And then how did you see that fulfilled in the work that you're doing even now?
Well, Mark, when I was young, I went to a Lutheran school.
Imagine when you that. Were young, you and I were both talking about our age and we're getting older. Yes.
I did start out at a Lutheran grade school, which was a good opportunity for me. I know there's a lot of good Christian schools around. Mm-hmm. I always encourage that for families that can afford it. It'd be great if we could work with more of these schools to be able to provide scholarships for people who can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Also, I went to a Lutheran high school. Mm-hmm. As you can tell, I'm Lutheran. And I got a great education there as far as a little bit more in depth on doctrine. And, you know, the great thing, again, about a Christian education is we can spend time in the Word and learning about God and have those stories and those Bible verses, that relationship mm-hmm. that helps you grow and to become the people that God wants us to become. All through that, I mean, of course, my parents were very, very supportive. You know, that was a big cost for them to send us to the Lutheran high school. But I always had my grandfather there. I spent my summers with him on the farm up in Buckley, Illinois. So hello to all your people in the Buckley mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. And he made me really realize the importance of that relationship. Mm-hmm. He always had a great relationship with his church and also on the evangelism board for our district, a Central Illinois district for the Lutheran church. I even have some of his speeches that he gave to pastors' conferences, which is pretty unique when you consider he had an eighth grade education and he was making speeches to the pastors. So he was very firm in his faith. He knew the importance of God's relationship with him, and he did make sure that all of us, the grandsons especially, that spent time with them in the summer, that we continued that relationship and studied that word on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the transition? When did you kind of match some of your expertise and your training to be this vehicle, this conduit, this person working for Thrivent that now wants to further kingdom causes through their assets?
Well, I have spent 19 years on the board of directors at my church, and I see the importance of dealing with budgets and how do we pay for our school and our teachers and our pastors and all that. And it's always been a passion of mine to kind of come up with alternative sourcing for the kingdom, mm-hmm. you know, the finances that we need. I mean, it's a reality. We all need income to be able to make our churches go and pay our pastors what we should and have the facilities that we do. I always look at it as, you know, these nice old churches, somebody sacrificed to be able to build those churches mm-hmm. for us to be able to use. Our job as the next generations after that is to maintain those facilities and further the mission in the way that God is drawing us to further that mission. Same thing with the school, other ministries like the radio station. You know, you're out there trying to spread God's word and following Matthew's, you know, however we need to spread that word, get that word out there, the Great Commission. Part of that, and, you know, face it, we all have to help make those things happen.
Well, with that said, I know that Thrivent Financial and one of your partners in the office, Bruce, he's going to be putting on some seminars that are going to be happening in downtown Champaign at the Huntington Towers. That's where your main office is in Champaign?
Yeah, it's there on the corner of Randolph State and Springfield. It's all right there. The address is 201 West Springfield Avenue. Our office is in that building, and we have a conference room there on the first floor that we will be using to put on these seminars.
So what are the seminars? What are the dates? Is there a cost? And what can the Great News Radio listener expect?
Well, Mark, there's no cost. These are all free. The first one that we have coming up is Investment Basics on June 11th. It's at 7 o'clock in the evening. And that one's just basically to learn the difference between stocks and bonds, the effects on your investments of inflation, how compounding interest can help your investments.
Have you ever read the book Richest Man in Babylon by Og Mandino? It was the greatest impression on me when I was like 16. It was about compounding interest and how if you take those pennies, you save pennies, and those pennies eventually earn pennies, and those pennies and pennies become nickels and dimes, and then those produce pennies and nickels, and just the compounding fact that if you allow that to sit and you never touch the initial investment, it'll grow and grow, and you know after 7 years, it gets so much bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, you can retire. And I remember at 16 when I began saving. And then many years later, as I watched the interest every month, I kept thinking, I did nothing. And there's this interest that's growing. And that was like into my 20s and 30s where I kind of invested some of that. And it was a phenomenal book, but it was all about compounding interest and where you're not doing anything. You're letting your investment do the work.
Well, you're letting somebody else borrow your money to make it make you some interest.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways to look at it. You know, we talk about the talents, burying the talent, you know, burying in the sand and all that. If you look at today compared to when you started doing that, look at the interest rates back when you started.
Right.
And you look at the interest rates today. I mean, CD's not even paying 1%. So, again, it's forcing us into a risk-reward type investment situation right now. And that's kind of the things that we'll go over at that workshop is the different types of risk rewards that you can get from different types of investment.
So you'll talk a little about like bonds and stocks and mutual funds and the importance of like asset allocation, how to diversify and things like that?
Yes, that's what we'll be spending most of the time at on this. Most of these are probably about 40 minutes long. You don't have to give us 3 or 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep it fairly small so that I think we can fit like 40 people in there so that people can ask questions. So we'll be there to answer questions and be able to help you with some of your questions. But, you know, if you have more in-depth things that we need to do, then we need to probably set an appointment and get into that.
So that's going to be happening Thursday, June 11th at 7 p.m. in the Thrivent offices in Huntington Towers in Champaign on Springfield Avenue, 201 West Springfield Avenue. Do people register? Do they call in? What do they need to do?
You can call our office at 819-4646. And for you, anyone that is out of state would like to come over to Champaign, it's 217 area code. So 217-819-4646.
And they would say, hey, I heard on Great News Radio there's going to be this Investment Basics Thursday night. Sign me up or sign me and my husband or me and a friend up. And
just however many people, we just need their names and their phone number so that if we have to get a hold of them for any reason that we have that information.
Okay, Investment Basics coming to Huntington Towers being put on by Thrivent Financial. I know you have a couple more in our closing few minutes. What else is happening in July and then in August?
In July, on the 9th, we have a workshop on college planning, different ways that you can help your children fund college expenses, some tax advantage ways, and ways to be able to save for college. Also, we'll talk a little bit about financial aid and how those things are affected by assets and who owns those assets. And then in August, on the 13th,
and these are all Thursdays. I was just flipping my calendar.
Okay.
So these are all Thursdays, Thursday, July 9th, and Thursday, August 13th, all at 7 p.m.
All at 7 p.m. It's going to be a seminar on Roth IRA conversions. For people who are heading into retirement, if they have the resources, like a lot of people, they have excess amount of assets that are in 401ks or traditional IRAs. We're going to talk about the tax advantages of moving money into a Roth IRA, whether that's through a conversion or start to fund a Roth IRA. There are some really neat advantages to having a Roth IRA when you go into retirement, so we want to make sure that people understand how that can affect their financial goals and their concerns and their cash flow in retirement.
Okay, so they again would call, whether it's for the June 11th investment basics or the July 9th college planning or the Roth IRA conversions. They call the Thrivent number 217-819-4646.
Correct.
217-819-4646. And maybe you didn't get a chance to write that down. Just call the station and Karen can let you know. Or maybe somebody's tuned in and they're saying, I want to know more about that legacy planning, you know, how to give maybe a legacy gift to Great News Radio. I'm a part of the 2020 campaign, and I'm excited to receive that mailing Mark's been talking about all week, and we hope to get that out Thursday or Friday. We'll see. But they maybe want to talk with you, Dean, to know a little more. Can they set up an appointment with you? How would they do that to say, hey, I would need somebody to sit down and talk me through some legacy giving, which many people know as like estate planning and so forth?
Mark, that's all they need to do is just call the office, and whether it's with myself or one of the other partners, depending on what your free time is and what our free time is, mm-hmm. but absolutely, just call the office, set up an appointment with one of us to talk to you about your goals, then we'll help you put together a plan, we'll work with you, and if we need to, we'll get a tax advisor involved, and we'll also talk to either your attorney, or we do have attorneys that work specifically with estate planning and legacy mm-hmm. planning. You know, as we need to, we'll help you work that plan through, and then you can support the organizations you care about.
Plan the work and work the plan.
Absolutely.
An old jewel stain. Well, Dean, thanks for being available. We're out of time. Great News Radio listener, we're excited about our partnership, Great News Radio's partnership with Thrivent Financial and the unique ways God may use it to further his kingdom work through this ministry and maybe through your resources or your assets or your appreciated stocks or different ways that you can advance kingdom work through the provisions God's given you. So if you missed a portion of today's program, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. But there are upcoming seminars being held at Huntington Towers in Champaign. It's by Thrivent Financial, the various partners. I think Bruce will be hosting at least these three, the investment basics, college planning, and Roth IRA conversion. So if you need more information, call Thrivent Financial at 217-819-4646. Well, Dean, we got to go. Thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark, and God's blessings on your ministry here.
And thanks for listening. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.